But here in Tulsa, what was an issue or two for Shell back then? Do you remember what you might have been dealing with?
Well, as a young lawyer going into the legal department of Shell, the first 2 years I was here, all I did was examine titles to land where Shell had leases and where Shell might, if they did the requisite examination and thought it was prospective for oil, they'd drill on. So 2 years of examining title to be sure that the lease that we had from the man who owned the minerals, who owned the land, that we had a good oil and gas lease. Then the next 2 years I spent working for a different lawyer, and he did contract work, contractual arrangements of all different sorts. I started the next 2 years in litigation. The man who was head of the litigation section had been a graduate of the University of Texas Law School. He was very able, and the first jury case that I ever had was when I was working for him, and it was up in Pawhuska.
You remember what that was about?
Yeah. Shell Pipeline was a subsidiary company of Shell Oil Company. Shell Pipeline had a pipeline that ran through this farmer's land. He claimed that the pipeline had broken and that the oil had gotten into the creek and on the land, and that some of his cattle had drunk the oil and died. So he was suing Shell Pipeline for damages to recover that loss. I was not very bright, really, even though I'd been around for 10 years. Instead of hiring a local lawyer up there to help me, I decided I'd go up and try it myself. I'd inquired a lot about the lawyer on the other side who was representing that farmer, and he was a highly respected former president of the Oklahoma Bar Association, and he also an ordained minister. Mr. Hamilton was his name. Nice man, but tough. I knew he'd be tough. I wanted to go up and look at the area. I went up to Pawhuska, and I found out that we couldn't get to the area where we wanted to go because there had been flooding in the springtime, so we couldn't drive over there. And the farmer said, "You'll have to ride over there on a horse." Well, Mr. Hamilton thought that I was a city boy and I wouldn't know a damn thing about horseback riding. And I said, "Well, that'll be fine." So he and I rode across the stream, went up there and looked at the land and came back. And I decided I'd be ready to try that case. That was in the state district court. We were picking the jury. I had gone to a seminar in Dallas by able, experienced trial lawyers about what to do and what not to do in the trial of a case. I asked each member of the jury, "Do you know Mr. Hamilton?" "Yes." "Do you know him well?" One woman said to me, "I know him pretty well." I said, "Well, if you are chosen as a juror in this case, will you be as fair to me and my client as you will be to Mr. Hamilton and his client?" It turned out she was seated in the front row of the jury. She sat there and looked at me for a minute, and we just sat there and looked at each other. And then she answered, "Yes, I will." Then I had to decide whether or not I was going to challenge her, and she'd have to step down off the jury because we each had a certain number of peremptory challenges. And I decided I'd leave her on because she'd answered the way she had. Then we tried the case. It had gone to the jury, and there was a question of whether the statute of limitations had run and thus barred the plaintiff in his case. The jury asked the judge, would the judge read the testimony of certain people? He read the testimony, and he said to them, "When you've heard what you want to hear, raise your hand." And they got to a certain place, and they raised their hand. So then the jury went in to discuss what was going to happen, and they held in my favor. They held that the statute of limitations had barred the plaintiff. Well, I was elated, of course, when they came in and announced that verdict. It was pure luck, really, on my part. Very lucky. After it was all over and the decision was in the favor of Shell Pipeline Company, both Mr. Hamilton and I went over and shook hands with the members of the jury, and I went to that lady that answered that, and I said, I appreciate your forthrightness. And she said, well, you know, the first thing I've got to do, she said, I've got to go over and talk to Mr. Hamilton and tell him why I did what I did. That was lucky.
Yeah. I should remind those who are listening, you are 95 years old, and you remember such details that it's pretty amazing, and you're pretty fortunate.
Well, that's right.
Shell Oil people must have congratulated you and slapped you on the back.
Well, Mr. Cunningham, I think, was amazed. I was still working for him, you know. I think he was amazed. And it was a practice in those days that just before Christmas time, if any bonuses were to be given to any people, not just lawyers, but engineers and geologists and people, if they'd done something good. So Mr. Cunningham gave me a bonus of $100. And that was a big bonus for a young lawyer back in those days.
Yeah.